Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Adam Bingen, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. The Jake Guentzel contract official, by the way. Tampa announcing that just a couple minutes ago on Twitter. 7 years, $9 million per season for Jake Guentzel. So that leaves the door wide open for Steven Stamkos to hit free agency. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2, who had the great honor of having me on TV yesterday. Corey, how are we doing this morning?
You know what? I think it was the highest rated show we had all night.
You know what? I think you're right.
Your appearance.
You're welcome. That's all I'm here to say to you today is you're welcome.
You know, it's you're catching on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So we talked about this yesterday on television, but let's just get your thoughts on it now. I mean, the Tampa has signed Guentzel to $9 million per season. So, it doesn't look like it. People are still leaving the door open, I guess, for Stamkos to have a change of heart or whatever, but it doesn't look like he's going back to Tampa Bay. So, Detroit, I think, is going to be in the mix. I think the Predators, obviously, are going to be in the mix for Steven Stamkos. You can never rule out Vegas because they always seem to find their way in these discussions. But if you, Corey Curtis, were Barry Trotz today, how aggressive are you prepared to be to land Steven Stamkos, even at age 34?
Well, I mean, it depends. It depends who else I'm interested in and willing to go after. But, I mean, this is a guy with 555 career goals. He's got multiple Stanley Cups. I think he's missed in the neighborhood of 5 or 6 games in the last 3 years. So he's been extremely durable. He knows how to score. I mean, like if he plays over 75 games, you're going to get at least 35 goals. That's what you're going to get. And like I said, you know, yeah, he's 33, 34 years old. That is not 40. That is not 38. His best years are probably behind him for sure. But there's just about no question in my mind he's going to score you at least 30 goals for the next couple of seasons. I don't think he's going to forget how. And, you know, I think his age gets overstated because he's been in the league for like 15 years.
Right.
Because he's been there since he was like 17 years old. So he's played a lot of hockey for sure. But, I mean, the guy knows how to score, knows how to win. I'd be aggressive. I'd be really aggressive. You know, I think I texted you yesterday. They don't grow on trees. They don't. And when you get a chance to get one, you get one. That's why, you know, when Tkachuk was available a couple of years ago, I was like, go get him.
Yep.
Throw the kitchen sink at it. Because they don't grow on trees. And you see what he's meant to Florida.
Corey, let's put this in historical perspective. Robbie and I were talking about how if the Predators were to sign Steven Stamkos, it would undoubtedly be the biggest free agent signing in Predators history. The only one that comes close in our minds is Paul Kariya, which was a much different time at the outset of the salary cap era. But let's broaden it. If the Predators were to acquire Steven Stamkos today, where would that rank in terms of, you know, monumental, can't think of a better word at this point, biggest acquisitions of any kind in the past, in Predators history? You can include trades, you can include free agency. Where would you put getting Steven Stamkos in when you look at major transactions in Predators history?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as name-wise, you know, Peter Forsberg and Paul Kariya, and you've got to, I think, put P.K. Subban in there as well. I mean, he got a Norris Trophy winner.
Yep.
When they brought him in. And I think you have to consider, you know, the level that their game is at this point in their career, because it was the end of the line for Peter Forsberg. Paul Kariya was really good. I mean, look at the David Legwand's numbers the years he played with Paul Kariya.
Maybe Hall of Fame worthy in its own right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that he was really good on a team, and he made that team so much better. You know, I mean, the team had some players, but, I mean, he was a pivotal piece. And he's in the Hall of Fame now. So, I mean, he was good. And like I said, Subban was still near the top of his game when they brought him in. And like I said, a Norris Trophy winner. But, I mean, a guy with 500 goals. I mean, that's – I mean, I'm just – you know, it would have to be near the top. You know, they didn't have to give up Shea Weber to get him. So that's another factor in it. Yeah.
I think it would be the top. I think it would.
Yeah.
Now,
okay, if you could get Paul Kariya where he was at his career for this game, for this team, or Steven Stamkos where he is right now for this team, which one would you rather take? Because I think you might – how old was Kariya when they got him?
In his early 30s.
Yeah, early 30s. It's similar. It's a similar situation. I mean –
They're also coming out of a lockout.
Right, and it's, you know, Kariya was great these 2 years here. I mean, they're different. Like, Kariya was more of a playmaker, and Stamkos is definitely more of a finisher. So it's two – I mean, it kind of depends on what you prefer there, but I think they're pretty comparable.
And this team has not had a lot of finishers in the years. And so, you know, to me, that's exciting. I mean, I remember when they got James Neal, it was a guy who could put the puck in the net.
Yep.
He didn't know what else he was going to do, but he could put the puck in the net. And that was exciting, you know, to have that guy. And this guy is obviously better than James Neal. So, yeah, I mean, I'd have to go Stamkos, Kariya, Subban.
So let me ask you this. You and I talked about the Saros contract. Clearly – you know, when you make that decision, as you pointed out, I would assume that means you feel like you can win. So whether it's Stamkos today or whether it, you know, they end up striking out on Stamkos and they add a couple other guys, probably not to the same quality or caliber. Do you think that the Predators are close enough, given the fact that right now, I mean, they got a pretty old roster. They're the 27th in the league in terms of average age. So if you're number one in the league, you're the youngest. They're one of the oldest teams in the league. So,
and that's after getting rid of Ryan McDonough.
Exactly. So do you feel like the Predators can do enough today, whether it's Stamkos or otherwise, where they firmly entrench themselves in a contender status? Like, can they get by the end of this free agency period, can they actually be a threat to win the Cup heading into this season?
It's hard to say. I mean, you know, in sports, one or two of the right pieces can really tilt the field. And, you know, is Steven Stamkos another piece that big of a piece? You know, you like to think that he and another guy could give you two really good lines. And, you know, and also could help elevate some of the guys that you got. You know, how much does this help a Luke Evangelista, you know, become a player at the next level? You know, they've got a goalie who typically plays his best that time of the year, you know, who starts slowly and gets better that time of the year. You know, I think they need to get a little bigger and a little grittier for that time of the year. I think Barry knows that. And then, you know, because, gosh, the 2017 wasn't the most talented team they ever had.
Right.
But it was the team that was playing the best at the right time and got the right matchups. I guess so. I mean, if it all goes great, sure. Yeah, I mean, they can. Does that mean I would make them a favorite? No, but... I mean, you know, you could have a multiple 40 goal score potential, you know, on your team, and goaltending. So sure.
Corey, great stuff as always. It's going to be very fascinating today to see how this all goes down. Looking forward to getting your thoughts on it next week when you join us as well.
Yeah, it's just it's interesting because the other thing I talked to you about is I expected, you know, this weekend to see Barry, you know, make some big moves because of all the picks they've got for the next couple of years. And it was quiet. So I'm just still expecting big swings. So if they don't come, if nothing happens and they wind up signing some randos, you know, some guys, it'll be disappointing, because I think there's been a lot of build to this off season with the cap space and the pieces that the equity they've got to work with. If they can't make a lot happen with that, it's going to be a disappointing off season. So I'm excited to see what happens this week.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be really fascinating. Corey, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Later.
Bye. Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road.
And on the other side, there is some new intel from Elliot Freeman as it relates to the Predators.
Okay.
That we should get to.
We will do that next. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Adam Vingan, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Appreciate Corey Curtis from News 2 for being with us in the last segment. Wimbledon underway. Nick Keyser's favorite event of the year, which he just learned about last year.
It is, I guess.
What's your
favorite summer one?
Carlos Alcaraz winning.
Yeah, he's up 5-4 right now.
Thank you, Nick.
In the second set.
Thank you, Nick.
Yep.
Wimbledon up there.
You're good. They're in the first round.
There you go. Adam, you had some updates from Elliot Freeman on the Nashville Predators free agency front, as we are now less than 3 hours away from the official beginning of free agency.
So Elliot Freeman has a post on Sportsnet that published as we were talking to Corey Curtis with some of his assorted thoughts and predictions on NHL free agency. And these are the bits that obviously involve the Predators. Quote, as I left the draft, Nashville was number one on my Steven Stamkos list, but Jonathan Marchessault's departure vexes me. Vegas would not risk Marchessault walking without backup. Jay Gensel is signed. Sam Reinhart is signed. Barring a trade I haven't sniffed out, Stamkos is the true big fish replacement. It is the Golden Knights' MO to chase this, but I still believe the Predators want him and the Red Wings will be given the opportunity to pitch if they so desire. Stamkos' pedigree is such that there will be surprise suitors, and if I had to pick a wild option, it would be Carolina.
Okay.
The Hurricanes always have a plan, but they really hope to keep Gensel. Beware the jilted lover on the rebound. So that's the first part. Later in the story, he has some educated guesses on where certain players could land. And a lot of players on here that Predators fans are familiar with. For example, he predicts that Victor Arvidsson might end up with the Oilers. He mentions that Yakov Trenin is expected to end up in Minnesota with John Hines. But as it relates to the Predators, he predicts that Brady Shea will be a member of the Predators in free agency.
Okay.
He also predicts that Chandler Stephenson, most likely, will end up with the Predators. If not, he will end up with the Kraken or the Blues. So, according to Elliot, he's expecting Shea to be a member of the Predators, and he's most likely expecting Stephenson to become a member of the Predators as well.
Does Chandler Stephenson check off the true second-line center box for you as it relates for this team? If they sign him, do the Predators, how do you feel about the 1-2 punch at center of O'Reilly and Stephenson?
I like it. And I, you know, when it comes to Stephenson, he is not someone that, you know, every hockey fan will know. I mean, Stephenson has been in the NHL now for 9 years. He started his career in Washington. He played under Barry Trotz. That's key to note. He played under Barry Trotz. He was a role player on the Capitals Stanley Cup winning team. He was traded to Vegas and has blossomed into an effective top six center. He had two back-to-back 60-point seasons, 64 points in 21-22, 65 points in 22-23, 16 goals, 49 assists. So he's more of a distributor, a creator, than he is a scorer. But he can score. Of note, the most impressive thing on Stephenson's resume is that he had 20 points in 22 playoff games last year for the Golden Knights when they won the Stanley Cup. He had 10 goals and 10 assists.
Yeah, had a great run.
He had a really good run. He is a good player. Now, as I said to Willie last week, if the Predators sign Chandler Stephenson, That is not the type of move that you are going to run out of work and call your buddy and go, oh my God, Chandler Stephenson, can you believe it? Right. Like, that's what happens with Steven Stamkos.
Yeah.
That's not what happens with Chandler Stephenson. But Stephenson has been a good player, and I think that he would solve this team's second line issue. Because as you said, I have liked what I have seen from Tommy Novak over the past couple of years. I think he's a late bloomer, but he has been effective for the Predators. But I think the postseason series against the Canucks exposed his limitations as a top six center.
He's not a top six forward.
I think he's better served as a third line player.
Yeah.
And Stephenson is a proven top six player. You know, the top line in Vegas over the past couple of years has been Jonathan Marchessault, who could also be available.
Yep.
Jack Eichel and Ivan Barbashev. That was their top line when they won the Stanley Cup. That's been their top line basically for the past 2 years. Stephenson has settled underneath Eichel. He's played a lot with Mark Stone, and he's had an assortment of other wingers, but he's basically been tethered to Mark Stone.
Yeah.
So if I had a concern about Chandler Stephenson, it is, can he still be as effective as he was at the height of his career, those two seasons where he had 60-plus points, if he's not playing with someone of the caliber of Mark Stone?
Yeah.
Well, he could play with someone of the caliber of Steven Stamkos.
Exactly.
So that's, you know, I like the idea of Stephenson. I'm interested to see what this contract looks like. I feel like it's going to be at least $5 million a season. I think somewhere between 5 and 6 sounds right per season for Stephenson, and we've already talked about Shea. So it looks like they may come out of free agency with Stamkos, Stephenson, and Shea, all the S's.
If that happens, that's a heck of a haul by Barry Trotz. If you get through today or whenever in the next couple days, whenever these guys decide to sign, and it's Stamkos, Stephenson, Shea, number one, that's a pretty hefty investment level that you're looking at. But number two, I mean, that's pretty transformative for your team. I don't know that it makes you a Stanley Cup favorite or anything like that, but I think you're clearly a playoff team.
Yes.
If that happens. And then you kind of go from there and see how things stack up in the playoffs in terms of matchups, who's healthy, who's playing well at the right time. But Stamkos is obviously the big fish today. Like, can the Predators close the deal? They're clearly interested in Steven Stamkos. I think at this point, most people would be surprised to see him back in Tampa Bay based on the fact that they just handed out a 7-year, $63 million contract to Jake Guentzel this morning. So it looks like he's going to be out there and he's going to be available. Whether it's Vegas, Detroit, New Jersey, whoever, Predators are going to have some competitors that are also going to be going after Steven Stamkos. Can Barry Trotz land him? There's clearly interest there. Is there interest the other way? Like, does Steven Stamkos view Nashville as a potential destination? And what's the contract look like? Like, if you're the Predators, are you willing to give him a 3-year, $8 million per year contract? Are you willing to give him a 4 years at $7 million, 4 years at $7.5 million? Is that going to be what it takes to land him? Like, that's the Stamkos part of this is going to be really, really interesting today. And look, if you're the Predators and you land it, that's a heck of an ad. And I know we've had some people that have been back and forth. You know, I would say the majority of the feedback we've gotten today is, yep, go do it. All Predators fans are in on Stamkos. Make it happen. We've gotten some that are like, okay, he's 34. Like, why would you pay a premium to go get a guy that's past his prime? And we've talked about the past his prime part. I agree. Like, his best days are behind him. He's not scoring 55, 60 goals again. But he just put up over 80 points last year. He scored 40 goals. Let's say he scored 35 goals next year and put up 75 points. I mean, wouldn't you take that? Isn't that worth the money that you're probably going to end up paying him? I would. I think the Predators need to do all they can do today to make this happen.
Stamkos over the past 3 seasons has scored 116 goals, which is tied for 13th in the NHL with Jason Robertson of the Stars.
Yeah.
Quick list of the guys who have scored more than of Stamkos over the past 3 years: Matthews, Pastrnak, Draisaitl, McDavid, Kaprizov, Rantanen, Kreider, Point, McKinnon, Ovechkin, Reinhardt, and Hyman.
Yeah.
Those are the only players who have scored more goals than Stamkos over the past 3 years. So, still a highly effective goal scorer. And as Corey laid out, and Corey's been here longer than, well, he's been here as long as you have, but he's been working longer than you have because he's older than
ancient.
Us. I'm not going to say much older. I'm just going to say older. You know, he has the historical context to
I'll
say
be text
where.
For that one, by
yes,
the way.
That's okay. He can. You can blame me. The historical context of bringing in a player of Steven Stamkos' caliber. Now, you know, I heard Jared say last week, you know, Steven Stamkos, when he was had a new contract 8 years ago, that would have been, you know, a coup for the Predators. But at 34, he is still one of the best goal scorers in the league. He is undoubtedly one of the greatest goal scorers of his generation. The only player who can hold a candle to him is Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Just based on the longevity. And what I want to know, and I actually put this question out to the NHL, and hopefully they'll get back to me soon. How many players in NHL history switch teams for the first time after playing at least 16 seasons in one place? Like that may.
List can't be long.
Would I be shocked if he's the only one? Like, no, I wouldn't be shocked if he's the only one, but the list can't be long. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, Steven Stamkos.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Ray Bourque.
Okay, that's true. Ray, how many seasons did he play in Boston?
21 in Boston.
Okay,
and went to Colorado.
That should have been obvious to me. So I mean, that's the kind. I mean, this is whether regardless, this is a big deal. Like
no doubt,
Steven Stamkos. This would be like
he's a legend.
If a couple of years ago, when Alex Ovechkin needed a new contract, this would be like the Capitals saying, "Nah, we're not gonna do it."
Yeah,
like this would be like Alex Ovechkin playing for a team other than the Capitals.
It's a huge deal.
This would be like Sidney Crosby playing for another team other than the Penguins. Like
no
doubt. This is a big deal. Whether or not he ends up in Nashville, Steven Stamkos playing for another team is a big deal.
Well, and the Predators are right at the center of all of this. And we'll see if they can land it. Like, Detroit's got a ton of cap space. So, Detroit brought Patrick Kane back yesterday. They still got $28 million in cap space. So, Detroit also has the opportunity to be really aggressive here if they want to. There's always the Vegas part of this where I know everybody's looking at Vegas' cap right now and thinking, oh, how in the world are they going to pull that off? They have $1.8 million in cap space. We've seen it. Vegas finds a way to pull stuff off. So I'm really fascinated to see where he ends up. But if you're the Predators and you can land him, I mean, you're talking about, I think the biggest signing in franchise history, even at his age. Like people are gonna talk about, you know, Korea, and I think it's comparable, but it's a different situation now with the money and everything else, and you're still talking about a 40 goal scorer.
Another Chase texts this then, and Chase has another one that I should have been aware of. Mike Modano.
Okay.
Mike Modano spent 20 years as a member of the North Stars/Stars before ending his career in Detroit.
So it happens all the time.
It happens more often than I thought. But either way, it's a big deal if Stamkos ultimately leaves Tampa Bay, which it looks like it's going to happen.
Should the Predators sign Steven Stamkos? Should the Predators be aggressive in their pursuit of Steven Stamkos? We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. NHL free agency kicks off today. We will have you covered all day long here on 1025-1063, The Game. I got some tickets to give away. A 4-pack of tickets to see the Nashville Sounds take on Iowa next Thursday, July the 11th. At First Horizon Park. Be caller 3, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller 3 will win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Sounds take on Iowa next Thursday, July the 11th at First Horizon Park. 615-737-1025. Taking your thoughts on Steven Stamkos, should the Predators aggressively pursue him? Now, there are some, and we got a text to this effect a little bit earlier in the show and one a few minutes ago. Says, I'm worried about getting older with free agent signings and without trades, you don't have any spots for young guys in the top nine. And I understand that concern. We've talked about this. Like, at some point, they're going to have some young guys come through and, number one, have cheap contracts that you add into the mix. Number two, that play well and give you some sort of foundation for the future moving here. Now, I don't know that I would be concerned. Like, if you have the opportunity to bring in Steven Stamkos, quite frankly, I'm not concerned about what that's going to do for Zach LaRue's spot down the road or Joachim Kimmel's spot down the road. Like, I'll take my chances with Steven Stamkos, and if one of those guys forces their way into the lineup at some point in a high role, then that's great. That's awesome. But the Stamkos part of this, I'm not worried about how it affects the young guys. Now, the general point of all of it with free agency, I understand. But then the question also becomes, Adam, do they have any young guys in their system that are actual bona fide top six NHL players at some point, right?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think anybody does.
And I don't think that Steven Stamkos – you tell me if I'm wrong, and Nick, if he's listening, would be able to, you know, because he's in on the prospects. Like, I don't think any of the Predators' top forward prospects are, like, on the cusp in the sense that Steven Stamkos would be taking a spot away from them for the next few years.
Certainly not right now, no.
No. So I don't. So that's why signing Stamkos to a shorter-term contract would be fine to serve as a bridge for one of those forwards.
Right.
So I don't have any issue. I don't have any issue with, you know, the idea of Stamkos blocking, you know, a younger player, because like I said, the Predators' most consistent second-line left wing last season, unless I'm obviously missing something, which, to be fair, I missed many players who switched teams after long periods of time. Someone mentioned Patrick Marleau on the text line. There's another one I missed, so I'm off my game on that today. Man. But either way, it's still a big deal that Stamkos is leaving Tampa Bay. But, you know, Mark Jankowski played second-line left wing for this team a lot last year. Right. Like, do you want that again? Like, I know Mark Jankowski was fine, but he's not Steven Stamkos. Very few people are Steven Stamkos. But
hey, by the way, I got the ultimate example of a player that played in a long time in one spot before they moved to another team.
Who's that?
How about Gordie Howe, 25 years in Detroit?
I'm doing – this is not my shining moment. This is not my – no Luther Vandross for me right now. No one shining moment.
You're going to get smoked.
Yeah, it's not been good. I'm looking like a fool on that one this morning.
It's all good.
That's okay. You got to be able to poke fun at yourself. Yep. But you mentioned a player that was mentioned on the text line who is, you know, suddenly available, who could be had cheap, and just similarly to Matt Duchene last year. And by the way, Elliot Friedman mentioned in that story a reference that Matt Duchene is expected to re-sign with the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
Jeff Skinner, noted Predators killer, is available after having the final, I think, 3 years of his contract bought out by the Buffalo Sabres over the weekend.
I believe that is correct.
Skinner is 32 years old. He did have a career year not too long ago. Not this past season, but the season before, 22-23. He had 35 goals and 82 points in 79 games. He played on the line with Tage Thompson and Alex Tuch.
Yeah.
Really, really good line. He took a huge step back this year. He went from 82 points to 46 points. Yeah. He went from 35 goals, 47 assists to 24 goals and 22 assists. And I understand the idea. He's flush with buyout money. You can pay him a low. You can pay him low. But, like, you know, Skinner, I don't know. I'm not a huge Jeff Skinner
guy.
He does not move the needle for me.
He does not move the needle. He does not certainly qualify as the serial winner that Barry Trotz is looking for. I don't think he's ever made the playoffs.
He has never made the playoffs because Carolina was bad when he was there, and Buffalo hasn't made the playoffs in 55 years, which is an exaggeration. We got a text from an unnamed texter, big Lightning fan, and listening to everyone talk about signing Stamkos is the equivalent of just breaking up with your girlfriend, and there's already a line of guys trying to get with her.
Well, I could understand
that.
Yeah, that's
not good.
Look, like I said, it's a huge deal. Like if he ends up here or elsewhere, it's a big deal, as you pointed out. I think if you're the Predators, one of the questions that you have to ask if you're approaching this is, what does it do for your chances to win? Like signing Steven Stamkos at age 34, does it put you over the top and make you a Stanley Cup contender? And my answer to that is no, but I do think if you sign Stamkos, you signed somebody like a Brady Shea, doesn't necessarily have to be Brady Shea, but somebody of that quality on the back end, and you add somebody down the middle, which I realize what I just laid out there is an absolute laundry list of things they'd have to get accomplished today. But whether it's a Stevenson down the middle, whether you find a way to put together a package and trade for Marty Natchez, like if you did that, if you accomplished what they have the salary cap room to accomplish, and they do. They have enough cap room to pull off everything we just talked about. If you're able to do that, if you're Barry Trotz, then you're probably not a Stanley Cup favorite, but all of a sudden you look at the Predators lineup and you say, huh, that's pretty good. Like they got a Stevenson with a Stamkos, or they get, you know, an even more extreme example would be Natchez. Like, if Natchez and Stamkos were together, all of a sudden you get the makings of a pretty darn good lineup at that point if you're the Predators.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Again, that's the likelihood of all of that coming together, I think, is pretty slim today.
Yeah.
If it does, though, and Barry Trotz is able to really kind of weave this thing together, the question, I think, at the end of the day should be, like, how close are you to winning? And is there something that Barry Trotz can do today via free agency that puts you on the doorstep of competing?
I mean, let's assume that they get all the S's, as I said. Let's assume they get Stevenson, Stamkos, and Shea. Let's think about, you know, let's look at the Western Conference specifically. I mean, with those moves, do you put them on the same tier as the Edmonton Oilers?
Probably not, just because of how dominant McDavid and Dreisaitl are.
What about the Dallas Stars?
No.
What about?
But it's closer.
What about Colorado?
Colorado, I think you might be able to.
Okay. What about Vegas?
If they don't have Marchessault and they don't end up signing Stamkos, I think yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like the only two teams you are clearly putting ahead of them in that case are Dallas and Edmonton.
I think the only ones that would be clearly ahead of them. Now, I think there are a lot of other ones that are right there. Like Colorado, I still think is right there.
Yes, but they're not.
But they're not
clearly,
like,
better.
Colorado of a couple years ago was just dominant, and they're really good, obviously. But they're not. They're not what they were, and they still have Georgiev in goal, which is just not great.
Yeah. Someone else points out Martin Brodeur on the text line. Yeah. Just let's humiliate Adam a little bit more
But I mean, what do you think? Like, if they ended up signing all those guys, are they where do you have them? And it doesn't have to be a specific number in the Western Conference, but are they close? Like, are they close to being able to compete?
I think so. I mean, I would agree. I would have Edmonton ahead of them.
And even them, I'm like, you know, McDavid and Draisaitl, I feel great about. Skinner played really well the last couple rounds of the playoffs. But there's the Draisaitl thing hanging over their head. Like, part of me does wonder if Edmonton just missed out on their one shot that they're going to have.
Another team we didn't mention, Vancouver.
Yeah.
I feel like they're on even footing with Vancouver in that case.
I would agree.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Edmonton, despite, you know, the changes that could be coming, I feel like when you have Draisaitl and McDavid playing the way they've been playing, you're always going to be near the top. And I think Dallas is a really balanced team that has really good young players.
Agreed.
Like, they have the players that the Predators would want. Like, not specifically. Like, maybe, I mean, I would take Wyatt Johnston on my team. But they also have young players playing big roles for them. That's what's impressive.
I would probably answer it this way. Are the Predators going to be a Stanley Cup favorite? Are they going to be one of the top five teams that people look at in terms of being able to win a championship next year, if they make all those moves? Probably not. Would you approach, let's say they signed all those guys, would you approach a playoff series next year against any team in the West and think to yourself, man, I just don't think they have a chance?
No.
I don't think I would. Like, I think they would have a chance. They wouldn't be the favorite against everybody, but I think you would approach a playoff series and say, yeah, I could see them win it.
There is a report that has been retweeted into my timeline by Greg Brzezinski, who wouldn't retweet something that is not reputable into my timeline, from Dan Powers of the Empty Netters podcast.
Okay.
The New Jersey Devils are playing no games this offseason. Sounds like Jonathan Marchessault will be joining the squad.
Okay.
So according to Dan Powers, as retweeted into my timeline by Greg Brzezinski, who I trust with this sort of thing, Marchessault to the Devils looks like it's a possibility.
Okay,
here. We'll
see.
So that would presumably take the Devils out of the Stamkos sweepstakes if they're signing Marchessault.
It's not 11 o'clock yet. How do they know?
How do they know? Because there's no tampering, right? There's absolutely no tampering.
We'll have more of your thoughts on Steven Stamkos and NHL free agency coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our number. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Adam Bingen, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. NHL free agency begins today, 11 a.m. Central Time, the official start. And my guess is, Adam, by about 11:07, you're probably going to see about six or seven deals officialized. Is that a word?
It is now.
We're going to go with it. Officialized by 11:07 a.m. So a lot of conversations taking place already. If you missed it already, Jake Guentzel, his deal with Tampa Bay has been made official. So 7 years, $63 million for him. So, yes, that takes a big fish off the board in free agency. That also makes it incredibly unlikely that Steven Stamkos is going back to Tampa Bay. There's the Marchessault rumors that you just put out there of potentially the fit with the New Jersey Devils. Patrick Kane back with Detroit that came out last night as well. So some movement already starting to happen on the free agent front. Stamkos is out there. Sam Reinhart signing a big deal this morning. 8 years, $69 million with the Florida Panthers. So Reinhart, Guentzel, two of the three big fish at forward off the board. Now, with Marchessault, I would add a fourth. So those four, the biggest forward names out there. So it looks like two of them are going to end up spoken for before free agency actually begins, and two of them are still at the moment out there and available, even though it looks like Marchessault could be ending up with the New Jersey Devils.
I'm going to guess, and let me tell you, based on some of the guesses I've made on one particular subject today, I wouldn't hold this, you know, take this with a grain of salt.
Yep.
I wouldn't expect Steven Stamkos' contract to be announced by an insider at 11:01 a.m.
I'd be surprised.
I think it will happen today, obviously, but I don't think it's going to be instantaneous. So if Steven Stamkos is not a member of the Predators at 11:02 a.m. Central, don't freak out. Like, he's got a lot. The guy probably has a lot on his plate. But it could be. I mean, it could be really entertaining. I mean, there's going to be a lot of really good players available around the league. You know, some of the notable players that Elliot Freeman mentioned in his story in terms of predictions: Nikita Zadorov. He expects to be a member of the Boston Bruins.
He kind of seems like a Bruins type guy.
He does. He predicts Jeff Skinner will end up in Seattle.
Okay.
With after his buyout,
I can see that.
He expects Elias Lindholm to join Nikita Zadorov in Boston, both of whom played for the Canucks at the end of the season. He predicts Matt Duchene to re-sign with the Stars, which was reported yesterday. Anthony Beauvillier, he expects in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So there'll be some interesting moves happening here, but it's always fun the first day of free agency. This is the last day of the league. This is the first day of the league year, but it's the last real day of the offseason.
Yeah.
There will be signings tomorrow. And
there'll be some trades that come down the pipe.
And there'll be some trades. But this is the main day, and then all of the insiders go to their cottages in Canada for the rest of the summer, and you don't hear from them again. But the idea of Steven Stamkos, as we both said, signing with the Predators, it would be the biggest free agent signing in Predators history.
Yeah.
Even at 34 years old, even on a short-term deal, just the type of player he is, the Predators have never been big spenders in free agency. They've never been a popular destination in free agency. So if Steven Stamkos signs with the Predators, no doubt it's the biggest free agent signing in Predators history. And as we talked about with Corey Curtis, you can make an argument that it's one of the biggest acquisitions, period.
Even at age 34, I would agree.
Even at 34. And that includes trades, not just free agent signings.
I would agree. And can they do it? Can they pull it off? I mean, there's so much smoke around it that there's clearly heavy interest from the Predator side. Is that interest reciprocated by Steven Stamkos? And I still, with the draft capital that they still have available to them, with the prospect pool that they have, which is not elite, but it's good, Do the Predators, does Barry Trotz involve himself in trade conversations today too? That's the other thing. It feels like this happens every year too. Like everybody, there's free agent frenzy and there's a lot of free agent goes down. It always feels like there's one or two pretty big trades on July 1st as well. And will there be one of those today? Will the Predators involve themselves in it? Could a Natchez be on the move? You know, we've talked about Zegras. Like, a lot of those things don't necessarily have to happen today, but could there be trades that also get added into the mix today that the Predators involve themselves in?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked a lot about Natchez. Nikolaj Ehlers is another player out of Winnipeg who could be available, and he is similar to Natchez. Now, I don't think he can play center like Natchez can. I think he's a winger.
Yep.
But a very good player who can score a lot and fits into a brunette system, very speed-oriented. There's the Rutger McGroarty of it all.
Yep.
You know, the Winnipeg Jets' number one prospect who is available, who's not attending the team's development camp. A lot of people thought he was going to be traded before or at the draft. It didn't happen. If you're looking to get an infusion of youth into your organization, he may not be ready today. He thinks he is, which is why he doesn't want to play for Winnipeg.
Yep.
But, you know, has a tremendous pedigree, big-time scorer at Michigan, captain of a world junior team that won the gold medal. You know, do you add a player like that into your system and have that as a young player you can hopefully build around in coming years?
So let me ask you this. As we get on the air tomorrow with our 6 a.m. start, will Steven Stamkos be a member of the Nashville Predators, yes or no?
You know what? Despite everything we've been talking about, I'm not convinced. Okay. I'm not convinced. I mean, I think it's more likely than not, but something in the back of my head tells me a team that we're not expecting, maybe it's Vegas, maybe it's Carolina, or maybe it's Detroit, is going to swoop in and do it, and then we will have talked about Steven Stamkos for a lot of time, for ultimately nothing.
I'm
going to lean towards no.
Will just Steven Stamkos
barely no.
be a Nashville Predator this time tomorrow, Nick Kuezer?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
okay.
So I'm not alone in that one, Robbie.
I say yes.
Okay.
I think by the end of today, he will be a Nashville Predator. That's just my gut. I could be wrong, obviously.
Get your number 91 jerseys printed now.
Yeah. I say yes. I think they get it done today. I think they've got the. I think this. The more I thought about it, the more I think this has been part of Barry Trotz's plan for a while.
Mm.
Now, there's obviously no way to guarantee that he knew Steven Stamkos would be there. Now, I will say, like, the McDonough trade is interesting in retrospect of, like, clearly Tampa Bay wanted McDonough back. They missed him on the ice for all the reasons we talked about. And when they opened up money this weekend, when they traded away Sergachev and they traded away Janot, I was like, okay, well, they're bringing Stamkos back. The fact that they opened up all that money and they apparently haven't even reached out to him since they opened up that money, it's pretty surprising to me.
Yeah, that was the quote from Julien Brisebois. He was asked after those trades, have you re-engaged with Steven Stamkos? No. Or, like, we're still at the same place that we were. Yeah. So that kind of telegraphed what was going to happen.
We are officially on Stamkos Watch. It's going to be a busy day of NHL free agency. We're going to have you covered all day long here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Hopefully a very active day for the Nashville Predators. We'll see what happens. Adam, we will be back 6 a.m. tomorrow to discuss
breaking
it
all down, whether or not Steven Stamkos is a member of the Nashville Predators. We'll see.
We will do that. Chase and Big Joe is coming up next. They'll keep you up to date on all the latest signings as well. That does it for us today. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.